Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining the broadcast. This is Crystal Clear, and we're coming to you live from the free state of Florida. And the latest big news is that Speaker Kevin McCarthy is out. Robert Shepherd and I today will be talking about what happened and what comes next. So say hello to everyone, Robert.
Hello.
This was pretty unexpected. What happened with Kevin McCarthy at the outset when Matt Gaetz was talking about doing this? He was like, oh, bring it. And then this happened and he was voted out. He didn't even try to run again. And I found that pretty surprising, didn't you?
Yes, I normally they would have not, the speaker would have not let the vote go forward unless he was absolutely sure that he had the votes he needed. So I don't know where the, I'm not sure where the breakdown was in regard to that, but eight Republicans, that's actually twice as many as I I guess about than maybe well, he knew that one was going to vote against him for sure. But I was kind of surprised, I think,
Yeah,
by
so was I.
the others. And of course, it was not surprising that all the Democrats in lockstep voted, to oust the speaker, because any turmoil that can be created, they think that's good for them.
Of course, of course. And they're turning a lot of this around like it's chaos and blah, blah. No, look, these people are hired to do a job. And if this is what it takes for the people who are there to feel as if they're fulfilling their duty to the people and to the country, well, then it's not chaos. And it'll be resolved.
And I think they're already thinking of some reforms that they're going to change once the next speaker gets in. This idea that one member can bring up the motion to vacate, it seems like there's a real strong consensus that that's going to be done away with.
That's a problem. Well, we'll see. We'll see about that. I think, though, in this instance, it may have served us, meaning the people and the country, in a manner that's beneficial. Look, there's certain people that you see often who may say the right things, and you just don't know where they're really at. And if Matt Gaetz is right about these things with Kevin McCarthy, and certainly he was very much on board, it appeared, to be making some sort of backroom deals with Biden about the Ukraine funding. How much more money do we have to give to the Ukraine, Robert?
I do not understand that at this particular point at all. But it seems like that that's going to be, the hill that a good number of seems like all the Democrats and apparently a good number of Republicans is going to be the hill they're going to die for, you know?
Well, look, I don't mind helping to a certain extent or a certain degree. That's fine. But this has been a blank check again and again and again and again. And it's just ridiculous how much money has gone there. And we have stuff happening here that no one is paying attention to. Our people cannot no longer afford to put groceries on the table properly because of inflation. And increasing living expenses and interest rates and all of this nonsense. And we're giving all this to someone else. And here's my
Yes.
question. We have done this for hundreds of years. We bail out other countries, we help them, we're there, we're always making the biggest contributions, and they can't stand us. Why do we keep doing it?
That just seems to be, part of the way that our country, we've always been very magnanimous. And who's going to be the first when there's a disaster in the world to respond? It's going to be the good old USA, you know?
And then everybody can just go ahead and kick us when we're down. And God forbid, I won't say anything, bad language, but if you know what went down here in America, okay, who would step in and save us? What country? Who is that? Who's going to come here and help us?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It used to would have been probably England. We've always had a great, bond and relationship, and seemingly that I would hope that that would be one. I'm not even sure what our friends to the north would do. Canada's got some very strange things going on in their government, in my view, as well.
But I think that the people all around the world have gotten this attitude that in plain English, we're here to be suckered. Give all the money, support other countries, give them what they need, be charitable, give a damn about their health, welfare, and all that not good stuff, but they don't care back in return. So why is it is that that's an abusive kind of relationship if you think about it, quite frankly. I wouldn't, yeah, there has to be boundaries. And so if
Yes.
what's going on with Kevin McCarthy is going to help fix this and more deal and put forward a budget and an agenda that's going to benefit us once and for all. Look, we can't do the forever wars. We can't be involved with what's happening in other countries to that extent.
No, and the other thing that is, I think, such a good example of maybe what you've been talking about is who is one of the biggest supporters of the United Nations. And then guess what happens when we go? We would probably have a hard time, getting a room full of those delegates that would ever support anything that we tried to put forward. And
Exactly.
yet, year after year, we have been the largest, I think, person to donate to keep the UN going.
Well, look, I'll say this all across the board to the countries who don't like us or what we stand for. And to the Americans who are anti-American and who hate us, will then hate our money too. Don't be a hypocrite, But back to the whole speaker situation. Of course, as you know, we have Jim Jordan has been nominated, endorsed by Donald Trump. And then we also have Steve Scalise, and there's a couple of other people. A lot of people are saying, speculating that Scalise is more kind of guy who is more establishment. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't think it is. But what are your thoughts? Who do you think is going to win? And then we'll talk about the Trump stepping in possibility.
Well, I really admire Jim Jordan a lot, and the only thing that I guess I would hate a little bit is him stepping down from his, the chairman of the committee, because he's really been such a powerful force, I think. But hopefully, if he would become speaker, he can maybe even bring more clout to the whole process, if you will.
Yes. Well, I hope so. And I think that it's a key and crucial role, and we need somebody in there who's going to be strong. And it's time for us to do things differently. That's why I wouldn't view, Democrats are trying to paint this and some Republicans as, Matt Gaetz created chaos. I don't think so. I think that we need to have things shaken up and do things that we've done historically because we're living in times that we've never seen before. We have things going on that have never happened before in this country. So we need to adapt and go with the flow and do what needs to be done.
Yes, like never having a speaker voted out of office.
Yeah, exactly. And this is pretty amazing. We're living in historic times, Robert. We witness history just now.
Yes.
And so, what are your thoughts about Steve Scalise? I like Jim Jordan. I think that ultimately it's his. That's my bet. I think that he's going to end up being the speaker. But, what do you think about Steve?
Well, I really have nothing but pretty positive thoughts about him. And oh my goodness, when he was, almost assassinated,
That was crazy.
that was just incredible. And to see that he's recovered to the point that he has really been that's really been a good news story, I think.
Absolutely.
Although there are still some rumors about some health issues. What they are,
Yes,
I don't
yes.
know, but they would not be surprising when you have suffered the wounds that
Oh,
he
yeah.
did.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to see he looks well, and you see him, he looks fine. So, I mean, that's important too. And I think that I don't know that added stress at a time when a person is having physical problems is a good thing. It might be better for him not to take on more than he's already doing. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to the conference, you know, who they pick and choose. But then we had this whole stuff about Donald Trump being thrown his name into the ring. And I think that would be a lot of fun. What do you think?
Well, my goodness, can you imagine what the media would do if that
Oh,
happened?
they're already losing it over it, and nothing has happened.
I tend to think that will not happen, but it would, we might be missing one of the great moments, you know, in congressional life if he
Yes.
even came in for 30 days, you
He
know.
said 90 days. He said
Oh,
that he would
90.
do it. He
Okay,
said
90.
90. He said 90 days that he'd step in and help and unify and, you know, get the work done that has to be done while he's running for pre. I think he can do it. And I think that he's the right person because, look, when he has all these different things that he's looking to take care of in terms of, you know, Biden impeachment, blah, 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 all this stuff, Hunter Biden and all these things that, you know, Kevin McCarthy really didn't move on. If it's him, he could do it.
Well, he seems to be able to do multitasking to a whole new
Yes,
level, you
yes.
know.
No, I don't think that it's a problem. And I, but he has such a strong lead in the poll. The other, a lot of people who was calling for Rick Grenell and Newt Gingrich are saying, you know, stop the GOP debates. Nothing is going to happen. Nobody else is going to be, you know, taking the nomination away from Trump. We have our nominee and the process can play out, but I think we all know where it's at. And so that's it. He's got a strong, powerful lead. He has nothing to worry about. Yes, he can campaign and do his rallies and do what he does and deal with all the stupid trials and all of these things that he's putting up with. And that's a whole nother episode. But I think that he'd do great. And I'd love to see it happen. I think that'd be fascinating.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It would, it absolutely would, and you know, the media would be in all kind of hyper activity for sure.
Exactly.
But he's the kind of guy that, you know, he just he's not intimidated by anything.
And we, good. Good for him. More people should be like that.
Well, yes, and I think, you know, if I always thought that if the person desire when you're elected to office is to do what you were elected for and not worry about trying to move on to the next higher job in the election world, we would be in such a much better place, you know.
Of
And
course.
ultimately, I think they would get able, they would be able to be promoted. If you really do a great job in what you're elected for, people will notice that, and they're going to want you know, to go on to bigger and
And
better
do
things.
more. Yes,
But
absolutely.
I think many of them have it backwards. They're already planning for what's the next step,
Oh,
you know,
Ron
in the next
DeSantis. That's
job.
Ron DeSantis. He was in a big rush. You know, I understand he did. You know, one term here and he was, you know, excited, but he could have just been content with what he was achieving and it was great and stay on that path and keep doing that and, you know, earn more points and credibility for a presidential run in the future. But you just, you know, said it perfectly.
Yes, and well, we have talked about that, and I'm just really, I feel like that, you know, it's a shame with someone like him that I'm not sure he's ever going to quite be seen the same again
He won't
because
be.
of
He
this
won't be.
run.
He's not. He won't be. And then I saw this commercial where rather than, you know, tackling Democrats and what's happening in the country and talking about all that stuff, he's attacking Donald Trump. You know,
Well,
one
and of course,
man, yeah, one man was, yeah.
guess who attacks him?
Yeah, I know, but still, okay, the attack adds at this stage, I understand that he wants to see some rise in the poll numbers or that Trump is the person he has to try to surpass. But really and truly, the way for Ron DeSantis to do that is to just be Ron DeSantis and talk about the policies and the what's gonna, you know, change the country if I were president. It's not, well, I served in the military and he didn't. I went to Yale and Harvard and he didn't. You know, it's nonsense.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question because this is very off topic and unrelated. It's about Joe Biden, but I was really kind of upset reading this. Now, we've heard repeatedly that he has a dog named Commander that had been biting people, Secret Service, and all this stuff. And then something came out recently that there's a video of something somewhere where Joe Biden was kicking the dog into the car or kicking the. Now, that might be a reason, Robert, why the dog is going after people. There's something wrong.
Yes.
I had a dog. The dog never bit anybody. I don't understand why that's happening.
No, and one time might be an isolated thing,
Yep.
but how many times is this now,
11 times.
Isn't that crazy?
So something is wrong there. Something is really
Well,
bad.
I hate to get too far into the weeds on this, but the whole Biden family is just,
Strange.
it's incredible how these people have managed to thrive over all these years doing the things that they've done.
Exactly. There was something else. Now, I haven't had time. I'm not going to, talk about this in detail because I don't know enough. Something that came across on the news, very briefly, I read it, that Hunter Biden was somehow involved with prostitution ring, like helping people get access to prostitutes. I'm gonna, I don't know if you heard anything. I'll try to find out more and, look at it maybe tonight or tomorrow. But I thought I just sat there for a minute, like, what other degenerate stuff has been going on here with this family? I mean, it just never ends. I could
Well,
see people, addiction is a disease. I
right.
don't fault him for that. Okay. I'm not gonna say, oh, he's a bad person because that's a sickness. But all of these other things,
Yes, it is.
he
Well, I do
married.
know that, apparently, those ladies, if you could call them that, that were on his videos were prostitutes.
Yes.
So we know that he certainly has been involved with that. How much, further than just the services, I don't know, but he definitely has that there's no doubt of.
Well, I think that a lot of, look, when you're a political person coming from a political family, other countries, and this is the oldest trick in the book, once you can get trapped by them to be compromised, to be blackmailed. And this man has allowed this from every angle, from China, taking bribes, prostitution, the whole laptop filled. Why is the who told him to make that laptop? Why would you be recording all that stuff? It's just like there's no common sense here.
No. No,
But
well,
anyway, go
that
ahead.
was all compromised, I think, with, all the drugs
Yes, yeah.
that he was taking at that time. So,
His mind wasn't working right, exactly.
yeah, for sure.
But then putting all that aside, this little thing about the dog, and then Biden is now funding the wall, which is crazy. I mean, after all they talk about how racist having the wall is, and all, well, that's all we heard, and now suddenly, how convenient, there's this reversal. Well, we can't use the money for other stuff, so we're going to have to build a wall. And it just had me sitting here thinking, with Joe Biden, what is this man's legacy going to be, Robert? I mean, and I understand that 90% of his brain isn't there, but doesn't anybody in his family care?
Well, that
Maybe all the money, yeah.
I think that's one of the really sad stories that doesn't get enough attention. I mean, it seemed like if you really cared about somebody, you would not want to see just the
Yes, the
cringiness.
humiliation,
Yes.
exactly. And
Every time, almost every time he's in front of a camera, it's just you cringe. And you would not, it seemed like if you really love someone, you would want to protect them and not want them to be subjected to that.
yeah. Well, for lack of a better word, his family is pimping him out in some form or fashion. like, okay, Joe, you do this because, you know, we need the money or all the money we've taken. You know, we have no choice if you're sick or not, if you're needing all these medications to function or not, if you're kicking your dog out of, you know, losing your mind because you can't stand the pressure you're under or not, you're still going to have to do it. It's wrong. And I think that it's really awful for a person who had been serving, quote unquote, you know, the people for so long that this is how it's going to end for him. And then with these things with his son and the impeachment, and it's not like trumped up charges, what they were doing to Donald Trump. This is real. And, you know, people are going to look back at this and depending on how things go, you know, either way, I think that Joe Biden is not going to have a pretty legacy. It's going to be not good. And
No.
his.
And you know, the thing, Crystal, that just sort of floors me, in my view, he did not have a good legacy when they nominated him.
Well, that's
When
why
you
he
look
should.
at his record,
Yes, he should have quit while he was ahead.
yes, but
It's
you
not getting
know, he
better.
wasn't it Secretary of Defense Gates that said that Joe Biden was wrong on every issue?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I think all the corruption that he's mixed up with, you know, with what happens with the FBI, the DOJ, and all these other things, and he's mixed up, he's in the center of all of it. It's just really disgusting. And you know, you have a point. He, even before all of this, he wasn't going to have a good legacy. And even if his mind was intact, I still think he doesn't have enough of a conscience to care how it looks, you know?
Well, I
So.
think it was one of the greatest shocks that I remember in an election campaign, and I'm not sure exactly. Well, I do know. I think they saw the nomination maybe going to someone else, and that was going to be very, very liberal. So then they just all collapsed their campaigns and circled the wagons around Joe. I've never seen anything quite like that, Crystal.
I know, I know. Well, that's, you know, how it works in their part of the world. And then you look at what's going on, RFK Jr. And to this day, they have still not provided this man with Secret Service protection that he is entitled to. Which I, it's disgusting. It's awful. And then if something would happen to him, well, then what? I mean, it's just like I don't understand any of it.
So are you confident that he's going to run as an independent?
Well, he's going to be speaking at some CPAC thing that's coming up.
In just a few days, I think.
Yes. So I think, yeah, I think he will, and I don't blame him. They're not giving him an opening. They're not listening to their voters. He's well liked. He's immensely popular. And they're not giving him a chance. What choice does he have? He has to do.
And how do you see that in regard to which candidate he takes the most votes away
I
from,
don't look,
Biden or Trump?
people like RFK Jr. on our side of the aisle. Okay. Conservatives like him, moderates like him. Because he does have, you know, some liberal ideas with some traditional conservative values all mixed together. But ultimately, I think that he's going to take away more because we have more dissatisfied or even displaced voters on the Democrat side than we do on our side. And so I think he's going to take away more votes from Biden. So that hurts Joe Biden.
Well, that's what I think. Well, now I have a friend who follows politics pretty closely,
Okay.
and he thinks he's going to take more away from Trump because he hears all of his, as you had mentioned, his Republican friends that say, "Hey, I kind of like that RFK guy," you know. But I think one thing is to kind of like someone; another is to decide who you're going to pull the lever for, or you know, color in the
Well, look, I've taken
circle.
it. I listen to him. I enjoy his intelligence. He's very smart. I think that he'd be great in a number of roles to serve the country, not just as president. He's wonderful. But I think that for me, I'm not comfortable when it comes to the Second Amendment in any Democrat. Any Democrat. So a lot of voters might look at him and think, okay, he's wonderful. and I like him, and yes, he's common sense, and yes, he talks about unity, but at the same time, even though he says that he wouldn't take people's rights away, I listened once, and the way he answered a question was very lawyerish on the Second Amendment. So to me, that was like, okay, no, I won't. I won't vote for him. At least with Trump, we know what we're getting.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm not sure that I would agree with his positions on the environment, this green New Deal. I really feel like if he's like the rest of the family, he's certainly in favor of all of these environmental issues and so on that I feel like are really trying to bring our country to rack and ruin.
Well, you mentioned something about, his family. And I will say for me, Caroline Kennedy's son, this is JFK's daughter, and so is JFK's grandson, comes out saying that something, well, I don't remember the exact quote, something that, RFK Jr.'s run is an embarrassment and all this stuff. I'm not sure what kind of family that is. I think that that is disgusting. If that's how you feel, and your uncle is running for president or your cousin, keep that to yourself. Don't go out in public making such nasty statements. And a couple of them have done this to him. It's like, are you so fearful and intimidated of the other Democrats that this is what you have to say in order to stay in their good graces? Well, we'll have to beat up on him too, just like the media and everyone else. It's wrong, Robert.
I thought that was shocking as well.
Well, now we have another thing that you and I had kind of been wanting to talk about, and this is potential VP picks on the GOP side. So what have you been thinking about since we last discussed it, and who?
Well, I sort of actually went through a whole list of different different ones potentially with their strengths and so on. And I would probably not rule out Tim Scott because he has such a great story. And he seems to be very, very sincere. So I would consider him as a possibility. I really think that, Kristi Noem was potentially moving pretty far up on the list, and she still may be, because I haven't quite wrapped my head around these allegations yet that have been lodged against her and Corey Lewandowski. What do you think?
Well, I don't know if that story is true or not true, but I think that for whatever reason, I just don't think that she's the one. And if Trump goes by picking a woman, then yeah, it'd probably be her. That makes sense. But for me, I've been thinking about it, and I think that the people are very much into not picking career politicians because of the tremendous disappointment that we have felt in so many of them over the recent years. And I was thinking, what might be crazy in a great way is Elon Musk.
Well, that would shake things up.
I think so. It's another business person. It's somebody who stands for free speech, and a lot of people like him. And I think that he's really intelligent. And I don't know, just an idea.
Well, I would really, when you've looked over different potential people, one of the things I think you have to, though, think about is this person really going to be ready to take over, should they have to become president? And to do that, for the most part, now Trump was the exception of he moved right to the White House without ever being elected anything. That is not the norm. I think there was only one other nominee that the Republicans ever nominated years ago. Was a Wall Street guy named Wendell Willkie. And he got the nomination, I believe, in 1940, and he had never been elected anything either. But those are really exceptions. So when I think about I kind of like, actually, I kind of like Mike Pompeo a lot, actually, as a VP pick.
Mike Pompeo had been running, but then he decided to call it quits. And I think that I like him, but somewhere along the line, there was something happening here in the United States. I think it was during this time when Trump was having one of these, cases brought against him, and the world was, oh, the FBI raid had gone on Mar-a-Lago. And there he was, and I was following him on Instagram. And he posted something where he was in Ukraine, worried about the Ukrainian people. And the responses from Americans for this in that moment, no, this is where you should not be, Mike Pompeo. You should be speaking out against what is going on, okay, in our country. If you want to serve the American people, why are you, crying about the plight of the Ukrainians? That's not our problem. God bless them. No one wishes them any harm. We've given them plenty of money. Shouldn't you be here or speaking out about what's happening at home? So after that, shortly after, is when he pulled out. So I don't think that his finger is on the pulse. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's a
Well, now I
disconnect.
actually think the reason he pulled out is he was a pretty good reader of the tea leaves, and he knew that Donald Trump probably had the nomination. And he decided he was not going to jump in that arena as opposed to what Governor DeSantis did. So I actually think he made it. I think that was based on politics, and I think he read the strength of Trump correctly.
I don't know. I don't know. I just think that for me, I think that when he was doing his work with Trump, he was wonderful, but I don't see him as really being prepared to take on what's going to come at whoever is the person who wins. The GOP side, whoever gets it, and it's not him. So I also mentioned last time we talked a little bit about Ted Cruz,
Well,
and then a little,
I really like Ted
yeah, I
Cruz a
wonder if
lot.
that would happen. I wonder, I really do. But then a lot of people talked extensively about Carrie Lake, and there had been reports earlier on that she was spending a tremendous amount of time with Trump at Mar-a-Lago and also Melania. And now she's running for some Senate seat, so that pretty much tells you where she's at. So I don't think that, it's going to go to her. But we'll see what happens. I think that from the people who are on the stage at the debates, I don't see any of them as even a contender. Do you?
Well, I don't know that you and I quite see eye to eye on Nikki Haley. I see a lot of strength in Nikki Haley, actually. She can hold her own, and she has an impeccable resume, with executive experience, twice governor, and she had the UN, experience as well. So I think she understands elective politics pretty well, and she's tough. Now I think some people wonder, can you really trust her? Is she, that may be hanging over her head a bit, but I would not discount her, and I wouldn't, even though Trump has had a few things to say about her, if she would happen to be the one all of a sudden come out of the primaries with a strong head of wind, not enough to beat Trump, but maybe she, let's say for whatever reason she came out number two, I could see him actually picking her.
I don't know. To me, that's a long shot. I don't see that he would be picking her. I don't. I think the Tim Scott thing maybe is a little bit more interesting than Nikki Haley. And maybe it's that. I think, look, I know that she can say things and she's engaging and you'll listen to her, but I don't see that she has the quote unquote charisma, star power, something else that needs to be there for this kind of role. And I think the other thing that's really, 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 really hard, Robert, for all of these people, and I sympathize with them. The only reason that Donald Trump has been able to push back, to fight back, not fold and maintain a position and try to go forward in spite of all the obstacles they're throwing at him is because Donald Trump is independently wealthy. So Donald Trump is not going to have a price. They can't crush him, you know, like they could all these other people. And so that's, I think that's really maybe at some level what it is where do we find someone else who's going to be in a similar position? This is maybe why I thought of Elon Musk. He's got all the money in the world. You know what I'm saying? And if they launch a tax on him at some point too, that he'll be able to withstand it. But your point was very good, is that he hasn't had any sort of political background at all, you know, to really get in there and be prepared. But wasn't Jimmy Carter a peanut farmer?
Yes, but in fairness, now he was very obscure, but in fairness, he was a state senator from Georgia and elected governor. And I think he might have been, I don't know
He
if he
was an
got his
elected.
second term, but he had certainly been involved in politics for several years, even though he was still very obscure, to have the chutzpah, if you will, to run for president, you know.
Yes. Well, not that he was a good president,
No,
but
no. No, I really feel he was very interesting, and I really, because of a lot of his Christian characteristics, I
oh, of
really
course.
wanted to support him a lot, but I just felt like he was in over his head.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. He
And
was.
so, but once in a while there are people that come up, and for example, I don't think anybody had figured out Bill Clinton would make it to the White House, did they?
Oh, no, certainly not. And I remember that, when Bill Clinton won, you know, my mother was so worried that he's a young man, he's not going to know what he's doing. And Bill Clinton was not a bad president, from what I can remember.
Well, at least he was willing to back off of when he saw that policies were, such as, the fiasco when Hillary tried to get the health care bill through, and it was such a fiasco, he backed off of that. And when then Newt Gingrich became the Speaker of the House, so then they ended up working together, and guess what? We had a balanced budget. So yeah, I mean, the thing of it is the problem I see with President Biden is, I don't know, it's his advisors or what it is, but he sticks to the same old, same old. It doesn't matter if the border's falling apart, if inflation is raging, any issue you pick, there's no backing off from them. There's no change at all. And Bill Clinton was smart enough to see, if he
Yes, he
wanted to
used his
get
judgment.
reelected, he was going to have to
Exactly.
make some changes, you know.
Well, he took into account what the people wanted. Yes, you talk about finger on the pulse. Yeah, Bill Clinton had it. Now, here's another person who doesn't, Hillary Clinton. And again, you know, making fun of the Trump supporters that we need to get them deprogrammed. You know, Robert. What do you say about a person who is constantly trying to sow such division just because she lost? You know, would I say that other people on the other side of the aisle need to be deprogrammed? You know, what does that mean exactly? You put them away somewhere in a quote unquote treatment center to help them see that, you know, you have to believe what they believe in order for you to be designated as, you know, free and clear and sane. That's a very scary statement. When
Yes.
if you think about it and break it down, this woman is dangerous, and she always has been. No one has ever liked her. Okay, if it wasn't for Bill Clinton and being Bill Clinton's wife, who would she be? No one. Let's be honest. She's no personality, not an engaging speaker. Just no one wants to listen to her. Even her voice is annoying when you listen to her.
And then
And
there's
then,
a cackle.
yes.
Yeah.
Exactly,
Well,
exactly.
she absolutely does not have any, for all of the experience of coming up through the ranks as they did in Arkansas, the presidency, her campaigns, presidential campaigns, all of that, She, in my view, is probably about the worst at retail politics of any national
Hey.
figure I've ever seen.
Exactly. And so you had two opportunities. You lost twice. Put it away now and go on with your life. Do something positive. This is very unattractive. And it doesn't, and again, talk about legacy. This is going to be her legacy that she ran around bashing Trump years and years and years, even after she lost and never moved on from losing. That's what Hillary Clinton ends up to be. After all the money invested in her and all the backing and all the people and all the campaigns, it comes to zero.
Exactly.
So now, something else that I thought was interesting that I saw that was reported is that, okay, here we go. Miami Herald, Trump and Gates to speak at the same event in Florida just days after McCarthy ouster. Former President Donald Trump will appear at the same event as Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz in West Palm Beach next week, just days after the congressman staged a successful push to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Blah, 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 blah. So, would it be, and could it be, that Trump would pick Matt Gaetz as a vice president?
Oh my goodness. Well,
I mean, they
I
seem to
don't
get
know.
along. They seem to get along.
I think there would be revolt if he tried that. I
Yes.
just one is you know, it's interesting. He's kind of interesting to watch, but I in my view, his likability quotient isn't very high.
Well, I'm gonna agree. A lot of people, for whatever reason, aren't too crazy about him. But I think again that comes down to the hostility that people who hold certain political views are treated with in this country. So even, you know, I think that look, a lot of people also hate Donald Trump, but that's because the media has invested every moment teaching people, okay, you should hate him, and these are people who can't think for themselves. And I think there's been a similar effort against Matt Gaetz in a lot of ways.
But apparently, you know, Donald Trump supported McCarthy for speaker and supported him up through the very end. And then he even made the statement that Republicans
Oh,
should be
Robert,
spending more time,
I lost you
you
for
know,
a minute.
fighting Democrats than they should each other, you know.
Exactly. But look, I'm sure that nobody liked it when it was going on. But now that it's happened, I think they're all doing the right thing in terms of, okay, now we got to fix it and solve it and move forward. And that's what they're doing. You know, and who knows how it's going to end up. Supposedly, next week, they're all going to be getting together. Jim Jordan was saying that they kind of don't want to have to go vote after vote, and they'll do what they have to do to figure it out so that they know that they're going to have the 218. And so we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Well, you know, I guess wouldn't it be nice? I think personally, I would like it if whoever ends up being the top vote getter, and say that it's a pretty good margin between the one next to them, if the ones next to them would turn all their support to that person, you know, just like you know how it works at the convention, you know, usually once somebody gets close to the nomination, then you know they all turn in their delegates and they all rally around and come together. And I really wish we would do something like that with the speaker, and get it done relatively quickly so we can move on.
Well,
But
now
we'll see.
here we have ABC News. And they were reporting inside Trump's earlier speaker bid for House Speaker as McCarthy nomination drama unfolded. As Republicans attempt to once again elect a Speaker of the House, Donald Trump is putting himself right in the middle of the process, endorsing Jim Jordan and suggesting he'd be open to taking the job himself on a temporary basis. This person is writing a book about it, says, I learned that Trump had secretly plotted to be elected speaker back in January when he was publicly supporting Kevin McCarthy, who was struggling to get the votes he needed. So, I mean, they always have some angle here, like, He's evil and he's plotting. No, that would be Hillary.
Yes, I would have a hard time swallowing that.
Exactly. And so it just not good. Not good. Anyway, so do you have any other comments on all this stuff we discussed, Robert? Anything else you want to add to the conversation?
Well, it's just it's a difficult time, but like you are have mentioned, and I agree with that. We just have to trust that all of this is going to work together for the better good.
I think
And
it
if it
will.
ultimately strengthens the party, strengthens the resolve to cut back the deficit and take on the tough issues, then it would all be worthwhile.
Exactly. Well, I think that they'll get their heads together and figure stuff out. And hopefully, next week we'll have a new speaker and they can continue and do what they have to do and do the work for the American people. So,
Amen.
amen. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me again, Robert. As always, I had a great time having this talk with you. You're always very informative and you have some great opinions. So, thank you very much. And I guess I will see you all again next week.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.